Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about marriage tonight with Willie Jolly and his wife, Dee Taylor Jolly. They have a new book titled Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, 10 Secrets to Shape a Great Marriage. We're answering your questions tonight at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go back to the phone lines, Dee, there was something you wanted to share.
It's how you talk to someone. The gentleman said, my wife gets an attitude. That's not good. It is how you communicate the information. I cannot stress that enough. When Willie was hollering, talking loud, because he wanted less dishes than I thought was important, than I thought we needed. Mm-hmm. We had to agree on how we were going to disagree. He bought the food I wanted. We went through the meal. But later on that night, during our quiet time, said, we have to talk about this because we are not in a good place. Mm-hmm. So that is what Willie was talking about in terms of us going through and putting the issues on the table so that we could talk it through.
An important, very important point she just mentioned, I want to make sure. We talked about it that night. One of the things we have gotten from every successful married couple we've interviewed, 40, 50, 60 years, don't go to bed angry. Fix it before you go to sleep.
But you know, I've heard.
You've heard that. It works. And everybody says the same.
I find that, to be quite honest, depending on what the issue is. I mean, some issues cannot be handled in one discussion. I would imagine
maybe not handled in one discussion, but you can at least go to bed without being angry.
Well, yeah, I mean, if she's in the bed and you're on the sofa, I can see
that. We don't have that. We don't have that. But I think it goes back to chapter one.
Chapter one says friends first.
Willie is my best friend. Mm-hmm. He's my best friend. He's my confidant. I am proud of him. I work with him. So it makes a difference when you are with your best friend. You might disagree, but you don't end your friendship because you have a disagreement. And you work at talking the issues out. That's what I'm saying.
Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Eric calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Eric. What's on your mind?
Well, good evening to the entire panel.
Hey, my brother.
What do you recommend when you have taken extreme measure or have gone through extreme problems and you love your wife dearly, but you are separated and you would dearly love to reunite with her?
Okay. I would say two things. One is get the copy of the book. What broke y'all up? See, what usually breaks them up is one of those big three boulders. It's sex, money, or communication issue. And why that becomes a breakup issue is because someone had a principle that was a wrong principle. We give these principles that work, or they had a thought that they learned from their parents, or they learned from their friends, or they learned from somebody else, and they use that in this marriage to deal with their problems. What we say is get the book, and you read it, and you send one to your separated spouse and say, just read this. I heard them on the radio. I thought they were good, but I want your opinion.
Stroke their ego. Mm-hmm. To get them to become engaged in it. But I would also say we're only getting one side of the issue, that perhaps there's a need for counseling.
Yep.
Have you sought counseling?
Yep. Counseling is critical.
We attempted, but at one point I said no. Then at the other point she said no. But we both come from backgrounds where parents have been married for more than 50 years. Her parents greater than 50 years. My parents up until my my father's passing.
Okay, we got one point in here that was very critical, that everybody who gets married makes a vow. Okay, they got some vows. Now, sometimes they're written vow, but the traditional vow is, I take you for richer, for poor, in sickness or in health, for better or for worse. That's what the vow is. And we know that people get in marriages for a number of reasons. And yet, when the tough times come, which they're going to come.
And they have come in his case.
Yes, they have come in your case. Here's what we want people to understand, that when you say rich or poor, sickness or health, better or worse, what's worse? What do you define as worse? And if that is the case, then y'all work through the process. We've seen marriages that have been healed. People were separated. Some were on the verge of divorce, and some have been divorced and get back together because they learned more principles. Look, a principle works. If you throw an apple up in the air, it always comes down 100% of the time because there's a principle called gravity. These principles in this book, the 10 secrets we share, are principles. They work. If you will work them, they work. Just trust us.
And I would say start with yourself.
Yep.
You start by reading it. You start by getting counseling and just seeing how you're changing and being open and willing to communicate, to listen. Will make a world of difference.
Eric, good luck to you, and thank you so much.
Jollymarriage.com, my friend. Get that free chapter.
All right. Let me go back to the phone lines. Danita. Danita calling from Fort Washington. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. I pretty much more have a comment.
All right.
This is a question. I saw you, the Jollies, also on Fox 5, and I was stopped me in my tracks because my husband and I have been married less than a year.
Oh.
And what they were talking about is that it pretty gave me confirmation that you truly can be happy on a daily basis and not have to look for problems within the marriage or allow people to bring problems in your marriage. And I do find that giving my husband the respect in terms of asking his opinion about things before I make certain decisions have really helped.
Great.
You know, him with his, being the head of our household. So, I was just, like I said, I can't wait to purchase the book because what you guys are having your book is certainly what I'm experiencing when I'm in my marriage. And, of course, we've all had so many different type of relationships throughout our lives and things that didn't work out. But it's nice to know that you can, if you are found, if someone finds you as a woman, that you truly can have a happily ever after.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you so much.
And it's absolutely true. She's absolutely hit it on the head. We are happy on a daily basis. We enjoy each other. We hold hands. And we enjoy being with each other all day long. And so I just want to encourage you that it is possible and it is doable. And when you can come home and it's drama-free, praise the Lord.
Oh,
there you go.
Certainly talk the talk and walk the walk. And we just enjoy being with each other where we're going to the store or to a family.
Yes.
Amen.
So I just thank you for that.
And you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Danita. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about marriage tonight with Dr. Willie Jolly and his wife, Dee Taylor Jolly. And the new book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, 10 Secrets to Shape a Great Marriage. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So what do you tell couples that start out happy, like Danita and her husband, but at some point they end up hating each other, despising each other, not being able to get along, be in the same room, what have you, but are still married?
That's a good one. Now, the ones who are married but unhappily, which is part of the 40% my wife said,
yes.
So 50% divorce, and of the 50% that are left, 40% of them are unhappy and living lives of quiet desperation. What we tell them is it's fixable. And it is doable to change it. We got an email from somebody today who's been married for 40 years and said, I'm getting the book, ordered two copies. I'm getting this book for my husband and I'm praying that it can make us happy.
How?
Well, the principles, again, you go through the principles. What are the principles? The principles are 10 principles that will give you a framework.
I got it.
Friends
but Willie, okay. Willie, you got to help me here.
All right. Okay.
Because you keep telling folks to get the book. I'm looking to you for some answers.
Oh, well, hey,
because folks are going to buy you a book because it's Willy Jolly.
Well,
but I'm
going to give them some of them.
No, come on now.
I'll give you some of them, but I don't want to give you something that just is a thumbnail when it's really a holistic.
Well, talk about the holistic piece.
All right,
because there are people that will read the book, but they want to hear from you. And they, you know, and so my question was, if they are happy in the beginning, but unhappy in the end, and they're still married, how do you fix it?
All right. So here's one of the ones that we talk about. Leave the drama with your mama.
What does that mean?
Now, that means that drama can come in a lot of different ways. And you have to make a decision that when I was a child, I acted like a child. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And many times people bring to their marriage, they start out happy, but some of those drama things start to creep in. Whether it's television, looking at reality shows and how they handle the conflict. What we have learned is that we talk about everything. And when your feelings are hurt, here's a big point. When somebody's feelings are hurt, tell them my feelings are hurt.
And apologize quickly.
Okay. Quickly. Apologize. Say, I'm sorry. Say it. It look, just do it. We found that when your feelings are hurt, and you can't tell somebody how they feel. So she says, my feelings are hurt. I might not have meant to try and hurt her feelings, but her feelings are hurt. I say, okay, tell me about it. And she'll tell me, I say, I apologize. Let's get that off. Let's deal with that. And take when you apologize, what you do is you take the sting out of the stinger. Mm-hmm. You know, the bee sting, you got to take that stinger out. Take the stinger out.
Here's the other thing. One of the chapters talks about decide to make it last. So love is the emotion.
Marriage is the decision.
Once you've made that decision, you then have to make a commitment to that decision that you made. So there's no way out of it. And if you cannot get out of the boat in the middle of the ocean, you two are going to have to figure out how to row together.
Here's
which
a question.
Goes back to communication.
Here's a question for you, Dee. After 32 years of marriage, I mean, you all have been married for a generation. Okay.
Okay.
But this is why I say this, because in 2017, you know, there are women out there that are looking. I mean, they may be looking for husbands, but they're looking for, they're just trying to find somebody.
That's not good. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
And they're having such difficulty with that. As a wife, what would you tell a woman that is single but looking for a husband, what her responsibilities are as a wife?
What comes to mind is to be fit and adaptable.
What do you mean by that?
Fit and adaptable, to be a partner. So it's a love relationship and it's also a business relationship, because you're talking about the household, the money, all those things too, and what the two of you bring to the table. So a best friend goes back to the first chapter, friends first. So I'm going to be close to my mate because he's my best friend. I can influence that person who is my best friend. So you need to be friends. You need to be respectful. And when I say fit and adaptable, it also relates to he's an extrovert and I'm an introvert. Now, what does that mean?
You're an introvert?
I am an introvert.
Oh, my gracious.
That's not shy. Mm-hmm. That is, I'd rather stay home in my flannels and read a book. Mm-hmm. Than going out and networking at a party.
Willie, same question for you. What are your responsibilities as a husband? When you can look back,
uh-huh.
32 years,
uh-huh.
Do you have your thoughts about that changed, or have they remained the same? And what advice would you give?
I'd give this advice. If you treat her like a queen, she's going to treat you like a king. Okay, that and that means that I really treat her well.
But did you give her everything she wants?
No, I don't give her everything she wants.
Some guys would say, well, treating her like a queen means going broke. And,
No. Just, you know. No, I treat her like a queen in terms of how I treat her as a person. Mm-hmm. I really put her on a pedestal. Now, that doesn't mean I got to spend all my money and every penny and so forth. That's one of the things why we talk about money in the book. Money matters, how you handle money, because that is important. But I treat her with great respect. I treat her as Christ treated the church. He said that he would die for her. I would die for her.
And he provides for me before he provides for himself. He will buy me something before he would buy something for himself. That shows how much he cares for me. But then I, on the other hand, I don't feel a need to have a physical something from him to show that he loves me. But just because of how he treats me, how he speaks to me, how he holds my hand, how he looks at me, I know that he loves me. Because you can provide a physical object to someone. A diamond, I have that. A house, he bought that. Or we bought it together. But that doesn't mean that somebody loves you. It's how they respect you, is how they talk to you, is how they communicate with you.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more from Dr. Willie Jolly and D. Taylor Jolly about make love, make money, make it last, 10 secrets to shape a great marriage. We'll be back in just a moment. So-